I find it disgusting, the abuse that Stan's got. Who's, you know, Stan's no angel. He's done bad things in his past as well, like we all have. But it doesn't give anyone the right to speak to him how he's been spoke to, threatening his family, threatening his life. You know, the racial slurs that he's been getting, I don't even want to repeat them, they're disgusting. Just as disgusted at the police and Twitter for doing nothing about it whatsoever. You know, I see the police doing a probe now, but I've followed Stan on Twitter for ages. You know, this isn't like a flash in the pan. So the police have done nothing for 2 years. You know, Twitter's done nothing for 2 years. They ought to be ashamed of themselves.
You're obviously on Twitter an awful lot, and, you know, we obviously had that incident last year where you finally took a stand. You said, I've had enough of this. And are you surprised that from all the publicity that generated, that nothing has been done, even still, to this day?
I'm not surprised, no. It doesn't surprise me at all that the police have done nothing and Twitter have done nothing. It doesn't surprise me. That's when people say to me, why don't you report it? Well, what's the point? Look at Stan Collymore. How high profile is Stan Collymore? He's reported it and nothing's been done. Right or wrong, you know, my way of dealing with it isn't everyone's way. But if someone's going to abuse me on Twitter and threaten my wife, my kids and my family's lives, then you better believe I'm knocking on their door and I'll do it again.
You get a lot of enjoyment out of Twitter as well. You get a lot of interaction with the fans. You get a lot of, you know, you get a lot of joy out of it as well. So it's obviously the dark side of it. Does it outweigh the lighter parts, or what do you think?
99% of my correspondence on Twitter is all good stuff. You know, I enjoy a little bit of banter with people, football fans, or people laughing when I get beat and stuff like that. But it's water off a duck's back. It means nothing. And I enjoy it. But when people start threatening my wife and my kids, you know, I'm willing to do anything that needs to do to protect my family. And if that means bringing the law into my own hands, then that's what I'll do. I'll make no qualms about that. I'm not relying on the police or Twitter to keep me safe. I'll keep myself and my family safe by any means necessary.